These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Thursday, March the 21st. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're talking right now with Eric Ralph of Comstock Investments. And Eric, a little more green on the screen here again to start the day. What are we seeing in that grain complex?
Yeah, everything actually up in the overnight trade. You know, we're in the break here. We've got corn up a few, beans up close to a nickel, wheat's kind of tailing along up anywhere from 1 to 5, depending on the class. So a little follow through from yesterday's action, especially in the soybeans, is critical, and we're seeing some of that today. Hopefully that'll sustain throughout the session, but cleared the 50-day moving average in several of these soybean contracts, including both the front month May and the November new crop. And so that technically should attract some short covering from the funds, but, you know, that's one of those things we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. Weekly export sales this morning weren't anything to write home about, but at least in the case of the soybeans, they weren't at the bottom of the range, which is what we've been seeing recently, and actually up quite a bit from what we've seen over the last several weeks. So that was good. Corn near the top end of the range should be pretty supportive throughout the day as well. Wheat was miserable. We actually had net sales reductions of 110,000 tons, and that was a new marketing year low for U.S. wheat.
All right, Eric. Well, if folks want to pick your minds there at Comstock Investments, get some ideas on things they should be thinking about, especially as we're getting ready for the planting part of 2024 and want to shore up some of those marketing plans for the end of the year, I mean, what's the best way for them to get in touch and find out information from you guys?
We try to be as accessible as possible. You can find us on all the social media outlets. We also have the Comstock channel on YouTube. You can go subscribe to that. You can visit our website at comstock.com, or feel free to give us a call and ask questions, 712-227-1110.
All right, Eric. Well, we thank you so much for the insight. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds great. Appreciate it.
Our full conversation's under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com, including what we're going on and seeing in the livestock numbers. We're going to take a look at the market prices coming up right after this.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
May corn is up 3 1/4 at 4.42 1/4. Soybeans up 3 cents at 12.12 1/2. Soy meal up $3.20 at 3.45.70. Soy oil 20 cents lower at 48.80. Chicago wheat up 6 1/4 at 5.51 1/4. Kansas wheat up 1 3/4 at 5.82 1/4. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 3/4 at 6.59 3/4. Live cattle up a nickel at 187.85. Feeders down 65 cents at 2.54.27. Lean hogs down 30 cents at $85. That's the opening markets. I'm Dustin Huffman.